A Western Massachusetts man who's facing deportation to Iraq was freed this week from detention. Another undocumented immigrant who has lived in the Springfield area for decades continues to reside in an Amherst church where he was given sanctuary last year. After being locked up for 7 months in the Suffolk County House of Corrections, Naberd Abdallah was released earlier this week after a federal immigration judge ordered him freed without conditions while he fights to legally remain in the United States. The 57-year-old Abdallah is among 1,500 Iraqi immigrants who were suddenly ordered removed from the United States after having lived here for decades. The ACLU filed a class action suit, and a federal judge in Michigan over the summer stayed the deportation orders. Buzz Eisenberg, Abdallah's lawyer, said there are a number of steps he'll take to try to keep his client in the United States permanently.
I am hopeful. These are not the best of times to be trying to make an undocumented alien legal. But I think that his case is particularly a sympathetic one.
Abdallah came to the United States as a teenager, living first in Chicago and later in upstate New York. He has lived in the Northampton area for the last 20 years. Eisenberg said there are compelling reasons for Abdallah to have legal resident status.
Because he's been in this country for 41 years, since he was 16 years of age. He has no criminal record. He's married to a United States citizen. His son honorably serves in the United States Navy and is a U.S. citizen. His grandchildren are U.S. citizens. His sister is a U.S. citizen, and his mother and father, who both deceased while he was imprisoned, were both United States citizens.
Ellen McShane, Abdallah's wife, said she's grateful to Eisenberg, the ACLU, and to the thousands of people in Western Massachusetts who've rallied and signed petitions on her husband's behalf.
All these people just showing up in court, like total strangers, and just wanted to be there to support us. It's just, I'm just so touched and so overwhelmed at how many people are willing to do for other people. And that's what's important about America, is that we do love and respect one another, no matter what the circumstances.
Rose Bookbinder of the Pioneer Valley Workers Center said Abdallah and his wife have been courageous in their willingness to work publicly with the local activist community.
And so I think that this is an example for other immigrants that while it's scary to share their stories and to be public, that it does result in the community coming together in solidarity, and that putting pressure on ICE still does work, even in the Trump era.
Another case championed by local activists will get more attention this Sunday when Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey is scheduled to meet with Lucio Perez. The undocumented immigrant has taken refuge at the First Congregational Church of Amherst rather than return to Guatemala, the country he fled 20 years ago, and leave behind his wife and three children in Springfield.
We're really hopeful that this visit could have a huge impact on Lucio's case and hopefully put pressure on ICE to release him. So we're hoping for another win this week.
Perez, whose case is pending before the Board of Immigration Appeals, has not left the church property since he arrived there on October 19, 2017. Current policy directs federal immigration authorities to avoid arresting people in locations including schools, hospitals, and churches. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.